This episode is brought to you by Shop Draped. This Friday at midnight, Shop Draped is having their Black Friday sale. Go to shopdraped.com, pick out your favorite piece, and put in discount code Black Friday for 25% off your purchase. Yes, that's right, 25% off your purchase. They make great Christmas gifts or just because gifts. So head over to shopdraped.com and get your 25% off for Black Friday. Now let's start the show.
What up, y'all? This is Tan. You know, your hometown homegirls had to take the week off, you know, spend time with our families and shit. But we definitely wanted to make sure that you guys had something for your ears for Hear You Friday, as always. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into some of our favorite moments, some of our craziest moments, and some of our greatest laughs. Until next week, bye, niggas.
Okay, okay, okay. I watch the NFL for that dick. See what I can sell for that dick.
Oh, really?
Get a truck and deliver mail for that dick. Still screaming fuck 12 for that dick.
Fuck 12.
I take a knee for that dick. Matter of fact, I pledge allegiance for that dick. Clear my 401k for that dick. Take a vacation with no pay for that dick.
Really?
I give you what I say for that dick. Fuck a race for that dick. Ran out of gas for that dick. I know my car like an ass for that dick. I get a perm for that dick. Watching roller set big worm for that dick. Okay.
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 All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm feeling kind of sick. Achoo! On the dick.
Bless you.
Get to dropping to my knees on the dick. Get to begging, can I please get the dick?
Please.
Remix, I might style free for the dick. I look like I would lift my baby bougies for that dick. Make a sandwich, put some cheese on that dick.
Lunch.
Get clothes and just breathe on that dick. Get mad, walk out, leave on the dick.
By Lance.
Slam dunk like real sheet on that dick. Ha, kick, 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 kick on that dick. Did you hear about what Faith said on Drink Champ?
Yes, I did actually, and I heard.
That's another time they should have let Biggie out of it.
I heard about this at 11:11. I could have gone since 7:18, 11:11 without ever hearing that in my life, and been just fine,
bro. So, yeah, Faith was on Drink Champs with Nori, and I forgot what the other dude's name is.
Drink Champs podcast.
Yeah, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But she was on Drink Champs podcast, and she said something along the lines about her eating Biggie ass.
Okay, turn up then.
So, hey.
You know I'm down for a good ass eating and all that. You know.
Bruh, I don't think you should ever say that again.
I'm just saying, I'm down with the you know, expressing yourself sexually.
Hey, get it how you live.
I feel like niggas of that era did a lot of shit like that, though. Like, I feel like Puffy was probably opening his booty cheeks.
I'm a firm believer that rich people be getting high.
And just doing whatever.
They be having all kind of freaky ass sex. they be getting drunk. I'm a firm believer of
it. Turn it up, huh?
So, for some reason, I'm not surprised. I would not be surprised if Biggie had a long night of drinking, shit,
I don't even think that. I don't think that.
So, you think Biggie was sober and was like, hey, Faith.
Faith. Come do that thing you like to do. Come do that thing. You know thing what I like, with Faith. Your tongue. Hell yeah.
I think Biggie was probably high, drunk or something.
But I will say, Biggie's a big guy, and he don't look like he wiped too well. So hopefully he had a bath or something before. But I just don't.
Would you have ate Biggie's ass?
What's the next topic? can we let him rest? Can we let him rest in peace, please?
Would you have ate Biggie's ass?
Can we rest in peace, Biggie?
Would you have ate Biggie's ass?
20 years. What was it, 1998?
Would you have ate Biggie's ass?
Why are you doing this right now?
Okay, would you eat Fat Joe's ass?
No.
Would you eat Rick Ross ass?
Mm, probably not.
Is it safe to assume you wouldn't eat Biggie's?
All right, what's next?
So you're just gonna skip over it?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were down, bro.
I actually like Biggie. I actually, you know, Biggie's my type. That's my type.
So you would eat his ass?
Nigga, it's not about me.
Hey, bro. Some people like it. I mean,
okay,
shit.
Okay.
But would you eat his ass?
Are you still on this?
Would you eat Biggie's ass?
Bruh. Are we still on this? It's going, the time will run out. What's that battery looking like?
Damn, you right. You right, bruh. You right. So, I mean, is this part of the rollout for Keeping Up with the Kardashians or no?
I mean, can I be filming?
And I don't understand how the video is from October, but it comes out in April.
What do you mean?
The video of Tristan, where he was kissing the two girls.
Oh.
But and we just now seeing it?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I feel, and my thing is, like, the way the Kardashian clansmen...
Girl.
Is ran. Like, they probably knew about this, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, okay, it's gonna leak. So, Tristan and Khloé, take some sexy pictures and show that you guys are a united front. And
yeah, because they had just posted the day before, like, baby, we're ready. We're ready for you, baby girl. Yeah. Okay. I bet them Kardashians came to Tristan and it's like,
on his chest.
Tristan, you fucked up. We're here to collect your soul.
They jumping up and down his chest.
If you don't do right by Khloé, you'll break your leg next season. And it'll be a terminal injury. Either that, or you'll be a drug addict like Lamar.
Girl, Tristan probably in bed at night. Feel like he's choking something up and down his chest.
Putting salt around his bed. Trying to stop the hag from coming.
Okay, the boo hag.
Girl.
His eyelids probably flutter up and down.
Yeah, but that nigga got the worst case of sleep paralysis ever.
Probably the shits and everything else. I mean, I just can't imagine. It's not like everybody unfollowed him and all this stuff.
Kardashian curse finna kick in 5, 4.
And today on CBS 5, Tristan Thomas has just been in a fatal car wreck.
God forbid.
He went over a cliff.
Nah, the nigga ain't finna die. They finna like make him look crazy.
Crazier.
Scott Disick. They gonna make him look like, oh, he's got a drug habit. Oh. Tristan finna, all of a sudden they finna do a random drug test and watch Tristan get kicked off the team for weed.
For weed? No, they're gonna find some real shit in his system.
He's got heroin.
Yeah, he's a heroin addict.
Nigga got meth.
Girl. Ice. My thing is, like, does Khloé feel like, damn, I should have had Lamar's baby?
Hell no.
Well, that's true.
Hell no.
I mean, because he was cheating too.
You're right.
But I'm thinking, like, she was with that nigga and, like, for years.
Tristan was probably her best option, honestly. But, I mean, just...
For a nigga that's gonna cheat?
You just gotta realize that it's some shit that come with that nigga. That nigga is only, like, 25.
And she's, like, in her 30s,
right? Yeah, you in your 30s. Like, bitch, what do you expect?
I mean...
If anything, bitch, maybe you should have had French baby.
Hell no. French is a hoe for real. Like, yeah, he ain't claiming nobody.
Hell no, he ain't even want to claim Sanaa. And then Sanaa go shave her whole damn head.
Yeah,
right. And he ain't claim Trina either. You think Trina bald? But if Trina shave her head, I'm gonna be like, okay, French.
What is you laying down?
What that lumber like?
What that mouth do?
Oh, okay. You doing something,
okay,
nigga.
Okay. Bruh, like, he's gonna have to either die or he's gonna say he's a sex addict. He's gonna put out a iOS press release. He's a sex addict. He's getting treatment, he's getting help.
I hope he don't get, like, no Me Too come after him and they're like, oh, Tristan did this to me. I was in a hookah lounge and Tristan sexually assaulted me.
Well, low key, look like he was getting assaulted in some of them.
The way the girl grabbed his dick.
And then motorboated him.
Girl. He motorboated her.
Well. True. But still, like, I don't know how he can recover from this.
There ain't no recovery. Nigga, you just either... You're going to have to apologize.
To everybody.
You got to apologize to everybody. And there's got to be a bunch of pictures of you with Khloé.
Listen, I have not watched... Usually, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is my guilty pleasure. And I have not watched this whole season. But I'm definitely watching next season.
All right. So, you guys may or may not have heard of Hazel E before. Mm-hmm. Like B said, she was on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Keyword was.
Yeah.
Because they kicked her ass off the show.
Facts.
After she went on a whole rant online mm-hmm. talking about dark-skinned women.
I thought she was talking about gay people.
She was talking about gay people, too.
Oh, so she threw everything.
She threw everybody.
Oh, okay. She said, fuck it. Right. I got time today.
So, when she went on the rant, she mm-hmm. was calling dark-skinned women black butts.
Black butts?
And this was via Twitter. It was her and her boyfriend. I forgot what her boyfriend's name was. Was his name Lavender?
Ooh.
Her boyfriend was apparently on Love & Hip Hop as well.
Okay.
But, so she started talking about how dark-skinned women hate her. Like B said, she had also mentioned, you know, she had talked about the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
So, here goes her Instagram post, verbatim of what she said.
Oh, Lord.
And the Instagram post included a picture of Brooke Valentine, mm-hmm. Moniece, is this Johnny Blaze? A bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm.
So in it, she said, I see all you black ass bitches that hate me. Stop bleaching your skin and fix the inside first. And maybe all you hoes wouldn't be so mad. Love the skin you in, ladies. It takes a village to take me out. But what y'all fail to realize is I'm still on top and none of you bitches will ever compare to me or be on my level. I got money in the streets. Anybody looking for a check, hit me up. Bitches mad because they couldn't pass the paper brown bag test.
Mm.
Yep, I said it. Back on my business with my United Nations. Sorry, Mom, you kept me away from these types of girls all my life. You said they would hate me because I'm light-skinned. You were right.
Whoa. Oh, she went there.
Yeah.
And she knows she went there because she said, yep, I went there.
Girl, and yep, I said it.
Okay.
Like, what? Girl, was going in. And, I mean, she didn't even just stop there. I was trying to find what she was saying about the LGBTQ community. I think she said something about them going to hell.
What?
I think she said something about their butts being on fire.
What?
It was... Bro. Now, mind you, this is, like, back in October.
Uh-huh.
But...
Was it last year, though?
Yeah, it was last year.
Oh.
Oh. She said that gays should burn in hell. Honestly and truthfully, this shit is just, it just spews hate mm-hmm. and it's absolutely disgusting.
Whew. It is, she went there.
Bruh. Oh, her boyfriend's name was Rose Burgundy. That's what his name was.
He said Lavender.
I knew it was some kind of color or something. But, so those comments actually ended up getting Hazel E and her boyfriend kicked off the next episode. Like, how you gonna sit here and be talking about black butts like Mona Scott ain't dark skin? Or brown skin.
Yeah.
Bitch, are you stupid?
Like, do you know who your core audience is?
Bitch, you're on Love & Hip Hop.
Bitch, you're not Taylor Swift.
Hello. Like, never play yourself.
Never, ever.
Please.
How dare you?
So, I mean, I guess Hazel E's out here trying to look for a check. So, she was recently on Iyanla Fix My Life.
You know, I love some like Iyanla.
Bruh, I've been said how problematic Iyanla is.
She is, but I love her.
But honestly and truthfully, this shit here, I'm gonna have to go ahead and play this for you guys. This was this was Hazel E on Iyanla Fix My Life recently.
And I want you to read these lyrics to Dorothy Dandridge. Go ahead, read those to her.
Oh man, it'll be embarrassing.
Read them to her.
Pop my butt, pop, pop my butt. Pop my butt, pop, pop my butt.
Do you know what pop my butt meant to Harriet Tubman? Do you know what that meant? It meant a whip. Meant a whip to her. Rosa Parks sat on the bus. Read that to her. Go ahead.
Everything I want, I have.
Really?
Everything I want, I have.
You know what she wanted? A seat on a damn bus.
Sit down, she was tired.
Yeah, and you sing that. And what are you talking about? Go ahead, tell her what you're talking about when you say it.
But I turn up where I'm at, because I'm a frost bitch. I pay the cost to be the boss bitch.
Oh, you telling Sojourner Truth you the boss bitch? Come over here, and I want...
Bruh.
She sounded like me reading my story to my dad.
Okay.
Pop my butt.
I'm a boss bitch. I'm a frost bitch. And when Yama said, when she did that little giggle, she said, mm-hmm.
So, you fucked up, right?
Right. But, no, this time she was like, go ahead and read it with your stupid ass. Go ahead. They have nothing to, they don't, there's no correlation.
They don't intersect at all with them all being black women. Like, that's like saying, like, you mad at Captain Crunch and Frosted Flakes because they both sit, they're two different cereals.
I was like, okay, honestly, I get what Iyanla is
trying to do,
but I just, bruh, the execution,
like,
poor.
I would have said, maybe she read it to a little girl, like,
right,
or something like that.
Thank you, girl, a preteen, that makes way more sense than reading to a picture of Rosa Parks.
Listen.
You know, she wanted a seat on the damn bus.
Harriet Tubman was singing, follow. The drinking gourd. But they want even think about pop my butt.
You know what that meant?
Even the raunchier songs back there, like back then. Like, come on now. And I wanna also not, because we had like old folks didn't have sexual songs too.
Girl.
Like they had stand up in it. That means you didn't dig enough to stand up in a moment. And that's an old blues song. Like, let's not act like they don't have raunchy songs, too. And, I mean, we wouldn't have gotten this. Like, these are priceless gems.
Bruh.
That she's been giving us.
Honestly and truthfully, I'm just thinking, like, if I was Hazel E. And Iyanla was like, okay, Tan, mm-hmm. I want you to read what you be saying on this podcast to Rosa Parks. I'd be like, girl, what? Rosa ain't never listened to no podcast. And neither has Sojourner Truth.
Facts.
Neither has Harriet Tubman.
Facts.
Where are we going with this? Unless Harriet Tubman had a pair of pods in her ear in the Underground Railroad. Where are we going with this?
It's just very weird.
Yes. If anything, like you said, she should have made her read those lyrics to a young girl.
Or her mom. Or somebody like that.
Or she should have bought a room full of dark skin and brown skin women and been like, read these tweets.
Yeah.
Read this Instagram post.
That would have been more effective than like old black women.
Dead black women. Pictures of dead black women.
Facts.
Girl, y'all ain't do nothing but take her into the museum.
That's true.
She went to the Black History Museum and was like, read, go. When y'all said,
And then. I was gonna say the only dark woman was Harriet Tubman, but Sojourner Truth is pictured as dark too.
So right.
Like, I don't know what you're trying to do there either. Like,
girl, honestly, this shit was so damn funny.
It is funny, and now I cannot wait to use it on pop my butt.
I'm a boss bitch. Frost bitch.
Like, you should have been more offended by those lyrics.
Bingo.
Pop my butt. You couldn't say ass. How old are you?
Girl, if you're going to say all that, you might as well.
It sounds like a dance hall.
Girl, ain't nobody checking for Hazel music anyways.
Facts. So, keep that so shit. Even if they were alive.
They wouldn't be checking for you.
Hazel, I'm so disappointed in you.
Right.
You're like,
you sing? You rap? Okay.
Now, what do you do again?
You were who? Oh.
Okay, baby.
Bless your heart. For real.
So hard.
Like, get your dumb ass.
Stupid ass.
Somebody come get this old head ass, girl.
Dude.
Oh, we were talking about pop my butt, head ass. God, Hazel is so dumb.
I hate her.
She is so dumb.
I've been missing it, Iyanla, too. I usually watch it. I don't have OWN no more on my cable, so I didn't watch it. So I gotta Google search it to actually watch it.
You know I ain't watching it. I watch the internet version. Like, I watch everything else.
Thank you, Iyanla, for your gems, for your wisdom.
We needed it.
Yes. That was a very good laugh, and I cannot wait to see. Because there's going to be some memes.
Girl, there is.
There's going to be some memes. Like, it reminded me of, like, you stealing from the store and your mama made you go back and tell the owner that you stole.
Here goes this pack of Skittles I took without my mama permission.
And then had to pay for it. And then got a whooping.
And then had to pay for it and then go outside and give it to somebody else.
No, pay for it and leave it.
All right, 100 rounds. Mm-hmm. Tiny.
What color are her eyes? Gray.
Pit bull blue.
Red nose. Okay.
Escape.
Oh. Little.
Right.
So little.
What's her real name, Tanisha?
Tamika.
Tamika.
Cottle.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tamika. All right. So, T.I. and Tiny have just, you know, creeped their way back into the news.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently there's been some shenanigans going on online,
mm-hmm.
where Tiny has been going into her comment section and has been liking some comments that are in reference to T.I. and his cheating ways.
Okay.
So here's a couple of the comments from Tiny.
Okay.
So first, we'll give you a little bit of backstory. So apparently, you know, T.I. and Tiny, a few months ago, they came out and said that they were having, they're getting divorced.
Supposedly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, them
and
niggas.
And she wound up pregnant.
Right. Now, and then there was rumors about T.I. running around with Bernice Burgos. So apparently they decided to stay together. Mm-hmm. The fuck for, I don't know, but they decided. And they were trying to look like they were just, you know, happy-go-lucky family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, T.I., he decided he wanted to be the voice for the people. That nigga was running around acting like he was some kind of philanthropist.
Mm-hmm.
But nigga, whatever. We see through you.
Mm-hmm.
So now, apparently, so while T.I. is out here being an activist, you remember a couple months ago whenever they had an issue at the Houston's restaurant in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
There were some people who they refused to seat their party.
Uh-huh.
It was like some black folks. I think they said it was like maybe 8 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they refused to seat the party.
Yep.
So turns out that T.I. has replaced Bernice, not with Tiny, but he's actually replaced her with the girl from the Houston's incident.
Oh.
Okay. So T.I. is running around here being a philanthropist, being an activist.
Okay.
For your side girl.
For your side bitch.
So you want to sit on here, get on the internet, telling everybody to boycott Houston's.
Because they been mean to your bitch. Okay.
It's okay.
Okay, KK. Okay.
Really, T.I.? That's what we doing out here?
Apparently.
Niggas is trash, bro.
Is. I'm just like,
Right.
I want to be Team Tiny so bad, but
honestly and truthfully,
it's kind of hard when you don't go anywhere and don't you like a couple. You it's hard when you like other people's comments and still get pictured with the nigga.
That's what I don't understand. Like you're probably liking these comments while y'all in the bed. He probably in the bed knocked out. You probably been up since 5 a.m. looking at him like, oh, nigga, you ain't fucking
you
shit.
Dirty. I can't stand
you
your black
dirty
ass.
Little nigga.
Filthy little.
You dirty dick bitch. Running around with this old Houston's ass hoe.
Bitch ain't even got no money. You know how Tiny talk real country. Oh, dirty ass nigga. I can't stand your bitch ass.
Look here, Tip. I'm motherfucking tired of you, nigga.
What's his name, Clifford?
Yeah, look here, Clifford.
Cliff. I'm tired of the bullshit, Cliff. You gonna have me out here looking stupid in front of all your people, Cliff. I can't stand your shit, Cliff. Tip. Take that bitch to the hotel. You got this bitch out in your hotel and your god.
Tip, you can't even respect me enough to fuck that hoe in the dark. You gotta let everybody find out about that bitch.
Everybody know about this bitch that me, Tip. We fuck bitch together, Tip. Now you better.
Okay, she definitely looks like the type that's like, shit, why you cheating? We'll fuck her together.
And she did. They had their stories, and they had the. Remember, she took a pill charge for him?
Oh, girl.
Tip, I got a felony for your ass. You out here.
Remember when she went to the jail and tried to play with his dick?
Girl, remember she went to the jail. Let's start there. She went to the jail.
Yeah, Tiny was over there catching the PJ to the prison.
It's the kids now.
Y'all,
people be sleep on Uzi. Uzi goes hard.
Uzi be sleeping like on Uzi. Niggas. So what are you doing?
He's sleeping on niggas.
You know what? Did y'all see the video of Young Thug whenever he was in court today?
Mm-mm.
And he was like, I'm sorry, Judge.
He said that?
Yeah, he's like, Judge, I spent the last 6 days coming down to earth, and I realized I was wrong.
The last 6 days coming.
Why are you talking like...
He's like, it humbled me.
Why are you talking like Sealy from The Color Purple?
He was detoxing, it sound like.
I'm so sorry, mister. Looking at him. You know what? Hey, detox and have your ass talk like a slave. And if you list me free, I promise I'll never smoke on that devil lettuce again. Like, he was, as soon as he got to the goddamn car, he said, hey, pass me the blunt.
Okay.
He probably is dirty right now.
Yeah, he's like, I got sons, and I don't want them to think going to jail is cool, even though you can bond yourself right out.
You can bond yourself out.
That's exactly what that nigga said. He's like, his sons are 6 and 10.
Even though you can bond yourself right out.
That nigga said, even though I can bond myself.
That's some rich nigga
right
shit to say. Yeah. I be in there so humble. Dear Judge, I come as humbly as I know how. I just ask for your unwavering mercy, there, Judge, that you will provide me with the opportunity to see my family again, because I don't have much money. I just got paid, and my check was a little short there, Judge. I just don't want to be in here, and I don't want no dick, Judge. I just want to live my life.
I don't want no dick.
And you know, I'll be humble. I'll be humble as fuck. But you got money, you can be a little cocky. Oh, hey, let me out this bitch, nigga.
Oh, when you have bond, you can be cocky, too. Like, when you have bond,
yeah, you can be
like,
cocky.
Hey, fuck this shit. I don't want to damn. That's how I was when I was in. I knew I was going to come back out. I was like, I don't want this fuck-ass pillow. Here's
okay,
shit.
Younger thug, I see you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you have bonders, a little, like, you just, like, shut the fuck up. Don't stop talking to me. Like, because you know you finna get out. But if you ain't a bond, you gotta sit that shit out.
You gotta wait. That shit tough.
You gotta, like, plead people to let you out. Like,
ooh, Lord. Help me, Lord.
You call Jesus so
I
much.
I won't go to jail.
You call Jesus' name so much you never thought. He'd be like, nigga, shut up. Stop calling me.
You're too late.
Jesus,
put you on D&D. Put you on Do not disturb.
Your shit going straight to voicemail.
Moon.
Jesus, I know you see my calls. No, I do not.
After you hear that first Jesus, he going, all right.
Jesus going to send straight to voicemail. Next again? I'm talking to him.
You have message. Reached the voicemail of
Jesus Christ.
Your Lord and Savior. The Lord. Lily of the Valley, the bright morning star, Alpha and Omega. Leave a message to Tone. I just think Jesus.
Y'all would not say Jesus voicemail.
No, I just think Jesus is cocky on his voicemail. He know who he is at this point. He done had enough time to be humble. You know what I'm saying?
And you know who he is.
Yeah.
So you think Jesus is going to be like, you already know.
Beginning and end.
This your boy.
The first and the last.
Who rose 3 days?
The bright and morning star.
Who rose 3 days? Who met the blind man see? Made the lame to walk again? Who walked on water?
Who rose Lazarus? I did.
On water. But I am no Jesus.
Y'all would not say Jesus voicemail.
It's your boy Jay.
Jesus is going to listen to this podcast on Friday and be like, oh, for real? Bet.
You think Jesus listening now?
He's like, they right. He's like, they right. So Jesus, even Jesus got with the podcast come out? Boy, this is exclusive. It's more exclusive than I thought. Jesus like, oh, I can't wait till that podcast drop. Jesus, you can't hear the head of town? No, I don't fuck with that. They got some shit I can't get to.
Oh, my God.
You gonna make my law? Wait. Okay, boy. Boy, y'all something else.
You know what? I'm about done with y'all.
100 rounds. Okay. Kiki Wyatt.
She was like, oh, same.
Pregnant.
Little nuts.
Cuckoo.
Okay.
So this week, Kiki Wyatt, she went and posted a video on her Instagram of her crying, which, let me start right there. I cannot stand to see people cry on social media. Because I feel like if you got enough energy to cry and record, okay. You ain't too sad.
Okay, I think we actually have a video clip or an audio clip, too, of her crying.
You want to know something, America? When you 8 months pregnant and you got a child sick in and out of the hospital and your husband got the nerve to tell you that he wants a divorce, because he says that you're an emotional wreck. He says that if from the very beginning, you never trusted me and all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, telling other people, other women that we getting a divorce and don't, if she calls or it's like, what? Like, I am so done with Michael Jamar. Y'all can have him and roast his ass. I don't care.
All right. So in the video, Kiki says her husband is asking her for a divorce. And she's 8 months pregnant.
And
doesn't she have like 8 kids with one on the way? So it's 9. And one of her kids is suffering from cancer.
Yeah, one of her kids, leukemia. Everybody that I know who, I don't know her personally, but I've seen her on TV and I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
She definitely does have a history of like being labeled as she ain't all there.
She was on, what was it, Marriage Boot Camp. And this man, actually it was another show too. I can't think of what it was. But she was on Marriage Boot Camp and this man could not pee without her. Like, they had to do an exercise where he would like go somewhere and she would chill for like 15 minutes and she like just went completely off deep.
Oh,
like,
no.
Michael Jamar, where are you? We need to come back here. We are married. We are together.
She like, loves saying his full name, don't she?
Yes. She said
it in the video. Yes. Michael Jamar, y'all can have him. Roast his ass.
Okay. I want to feel sorry for her, but also I feel sorry for him.
My thing is, like, okay, yeah, he was probably going through it.
Yeah.
And he's clearly tired. I feel like you either got to be super heartless or super fed up to leave somebody while they're pregnant.
Yeah. I mean, it's never going to be a good time because she's always pregnant. So
that's another thing. Like, girl, maybe if you would stop having babies and focus on your marriage.
I mean, she's being fruitful and multiply, though.
That's a little much.
I wanted to have 10 kids at one time.
Jesus Christ.
That was until I had one, though, and I knew better. So, but, yeah, it's a lot. And I kind of feel like, because even in the clips he was saying, like, he knew that she was a good person, she had a good heart, but she had been through a lot, and she needed that extra reassurance. And I feel like she just kind of got fed up.
A person can only take so much.
And he said, too, like, you know, you never trusted me. You never trusted me. And I'm like, that's kind of deep. Like, how do you marry someone knowing they never trust you?
Man.
Like, that'd be like, my life, hold on, okay, let's figure something out. Because if you don't trust me, I ain't did shit.
Right. Probably got married thinking that would build the trust. Like, yeah. Okay, look, I've given you this commitment.
Yeah.
Like, what more do you want from me?
What the hell you want from me, woman?
What in hell? What is it? What in hell do you want when Evan has all that you need?
And it's crazy because she's so talented.
She is.
But she is.
She's unexamined. Don't they be the main ones?
Yeah, I guess.
Super talented people be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I'm crazy as that shit.
Hell yeah, nutcase.
I put her in the same category as Keisha Cole in that area, though.
Ooh.
I mean, you don't think so?
I can see that.
Because I seen how Keisha was treating Booby on their show.
Yeah, and then how she was acting in Behind Birdman, going to jail and shit.
Yeah. So, there's a special clip. Kay Michelle, same category.
But you know what? I think the lesson that can be learned here is niggas don't like that crazy shit. Like, they only gonna deal with it for so long.
No, they love that crazy shit, but then they're like, okay, this is too much.
When it start getting too crazy.
Yeah, when it's too crazy. And he was saying, like, it was a toxic environment, and that, you know, this is what I hate niggas. He was like, Kiki's a strong woman.
Oh, well, of course she is.
She ain't no choice, nigga.
And thank you. She been had 9 kids on her back.
9 kids. He's like, she's a strong woman, but it's just a toxic environment. And it's like, see, that's why niggas be playing with marriage. Like,
hell yeah.
My husband can't leave.
No.
One of us about to die. And I don't have plans on dying. Nigga,
let me tell you something. I'm 8 months pregnant and you come and tell me you want a divorce. Nigga, you better take your ass in that damn spare room over there. You better sleep, Xbox, drink, whatever it is you need to get over whatever it is you're feeling. And whenever you get back to feeling regular, you go ahead and come back in here.
Not regular.
But you can't leave.
Yeah, I feel like that's shit you figure out before you get married. Because I feel it ain't just start being toxic, but he called her an emotional wreck. I'm like...
For you to call a pregnant woman an emotional wreck, I'm like, damn, that nigga tired.
He's famished.
He motherfucking tired.
She's pregnant and she has a child that's battling cancer.
It is a lot.
That's
I can't lie.
A lot. I mean,
and then you gotta get divorced.
And divorced. He's like, I'm going through with the divorce.
I'm gonna follow through.
Okay, so
you got me fucked up, Kiki.
Okay, I know she posted a video thinking it was gonna guilt me, but no, I'm still leaving.
Y'all roast his ass.
Okay, roast.
Her whole temperament changed because she was like crying in the beginning and at the end. She's like, Michael Jamal, I'm done with you. Y'all roast his ass. Y'all can have him.
She's crazy. Ooh.
She's fucking cuckoo.
You can't mess with them people like that.
Hell no. Ooh. She'll kill him.
She will.
And politely go to jail.
We'll see on BET. Kiki Wilde and all nine kids and husband. In the trunk of a car.
Not going to take out 11 people.
In the trunk of a car somewhere.
In the trunk of a goddamn church van.
Okay.
You can't fit 11 people in no car.
With a note.
She gonna drive the whole bus off a cliff. Michael gonna get in the car.
Okay.
She gonna have pulled out the door handles from the inside.
She was like, Michael, you need to talk. You can come outside.
All the kids gonna be lined up. Whoa, it's
take
getting kind of dark.
Everybody, your dad.
Michael Jamal, look what you made me do. This is your fault. You wanted a divorce.
Never roast all I ass.
God, you can have us. This shit got dark real quick. I'm gonna roast all of us. Fuck you. Oh my gosh. Bro, you got my stomach hurting. I'm gonna roast all of us.
And I also heard of a term called jackballing. That's when a crackhead gives you a sexual favor for some drugs.
Oh. Jackballing.
Yeah. Jackballing.
Oh.
Yeah, he told it to me.
This on Urban Dictionary?
No, I heard it from my baby daddy.
Oh, okay. I don't know how I feel about that jackballing.
I mean, I never let him forget it.
That's why I'm literally.
He's been jackballed.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay.
I never let him forget it either. I said, you can't say shit to me. You got head from a crackhead.
That's trifling, though.
I mean.
You think crackheads give good head?
I'm sure they do.
I'm positive.
I'm positive.
I'm positive.
I mean, okay. Like,
not much.
No, but I'm sure
like,
they do.
You're doing
do
it for drugs? Like, yeah. I mean, you'll steal a car.
Right. That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You'll sell your child. I'm sure they give good head.
Do you do the drugs before or after the head?
After. You got to do it after.
That's the real, or do you give them half
no,
up front?
You gotta do after.
Like here, you get a little half a hit.
Yeah, because what if, I mean, don't it make you like fall asleep and shit? I don't know, I'm just guessing.
I mean, would you want a high crackhead so your dick though? Like, that's kind of dangerous, right?
I mean, high sex is the best sex.
Right, but that's what I'm thinking.
Have you ever had crack sex?
That's a good point, no.
Crackhead, but no.
You said, what?
Was he high on crack?
I don't think so. He never did it in front of me, so I don't know.
This is interesting.
You know what? About the furthest I've gone is some Xan dick. That's about it. I don't know nothing about no crack.
I had K2 dick. What? My nigga. K2. Come on.
Wait,
jump out from the 13th floor?
Yes.
All right. Splat. hand dick. That's pretty good.
Anything is possible.
Yeah, that's it. That's all the drugs. Bars.
Clue? You know you're next.
I've never had any dick in the world. I've never had any dick before.
Okay, what kind of dick have you gave? Giggle. What's your favorite way to be seduced?
Oh. Oh, you starting off. See, and last time I was on an extra spectrum, and you was like, "Oh, I know," was asking them questions because I got some vanilla.
Okay, I can do a different question.
No, it's fine. I'll answer it because you know I gives not none. the February to be seduced.
Mm-hmm.
My neck.
Ooh, all you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake it, body don't stop.
Oh, my neck. I was like, where did that come from? Yeah, my neck. Or like light kisses, like on my shoulder, my back. Like that just turns me on. Ooh. But my neck and my ear.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really
Is it like a certain part of the ear or is it the whole ear?
The earlobe. Hmm. Or like if you whisper in my ear. Is that kind of...
I'm a fuck you. What if a nigga whispers me? I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you.
What if a nigga, yo, booty stink. Yo, booty stink.
You got tissue in your pussy. Bro, if some nigga found some tissue.
Is that not a fear though?
Oh. Is it?
That's why you gotta buy the good tissue.
No, that's why you gotta use a baby wipe, bruh. Baby wipes don't tear up. baby wipes don't leave residue.
But also, good tissue don't either. Sometimes.
Some of that too soft tissue be crumbling up inside.
It leaves little lint.
Little dingleberries.
it leaves lint a little bit, but it don't like that. Fool, when you had that rough cheap tissue, you pull it out and had the tissue missing.
It's not and your hand in the middle of the tissue.
Yeah, you see your hand. At first, when you bought a tissue up, you cannot see your hand, and now you wiped and pee-pee on your hand. Yes, that's a fear,
bruh.
That's a fear.
Can you imagine a nigga find some tissue? Jesus Christ!
I feel like a real nigga.
What would you do?
I mean, it happens.
Let me check you.
Okay. Spread that booty cheeks. Okay. Girl, you gotta find some doo-doo in there. You know niggas don't wipe good.
Doo-doo, baby.
I hate you.
Bruh. That's actually terrible.
Your booty's dying. I still smell your spit.
That's what you want a nigga to whisper in your ear.
I still smell your spit when you kiss me. Your breath stank.
Did you brush your teeth?
You got black on your teeth.
Girl.
It was definitely hard us narrowing down our favorite episodes from the past year, but we hope we did a good job for you guys. Let us know what your favorite episode was on our IG at Hear You Podcast. And also, if you have any questions, concerns, sponsorships, opportunities, or you want to see Hear You in your city or state, hit us up at hearyoupodcast@gmail.com. This episode was sponsored by Shop Draped. Make sure you head over at Shop Draped this Friday at midnight to collect your favorite item with the discount code Black Friday, and you get 25% off. Again, 25% off your favorite item. Go ahead and go to Shop Draped. Tell them Hear You sent you. We'll be back on our best shit next week. Can't wait to talk to you guys. See y'all later. Bye. Why'd you feel me? Hey, niggas, that ain't shine, much obliged.